During a Monday meeting, the Hopkins County Commissioner's Court went on record favoring Proposition Number 1 that voters will be considering during the November election. If approved, it would use some of the state's rainy day funds for highways. I talked with County Judge Robert Newsom.
The Proposition 1 is going to be on the ballot anyway, and by the way, voting starts next Monday. I'm pretty amazed it's already upon us.
Yeah.
And on that ballot will be a transportation proposition. It's actually not an election as such, and yet the people have a voice as to how their money is spent in Austin and throughout the state. And so we actually passed a resolution yesterday to encourage our state legislature to take money out of the rainy day fund. It's grown pretty large, and don't get me wrong, we need a rainy day fund. But we have over 1,000 people moving to Texas every single day. And these people, we're increasing our transportation needs, and we need to make sure our infrastructure in our transportation and highways and roadways are in good shape. We need this money to be able to maintain and grow. As Texas grows. Mm-hmm. And so the Commissioner's Court yesterday unanimously passed a proposition or a resolution encouraging people to vote for Proposition 1.
Now, would this be a vote for on the ballot? Sometimes they're worded so strangely.
Yes. I believe, as I understand it, we will be voting for the proposition. However, it's not going to cost the taxpayers anything. That's the big thing that should be an easy, a no-brainer, actually, for us because everybody knows we have the need in our highways right here in Hopkins County as well. And yet, it's not going to cost us any new tax money at all. No raise in taxes. We just need that money to go into highways and roadways.
Yeah, it seems to be any kind of other kind of funding has been hard to find from any source. It just seemed like nobody seems to have an answer. You hear toll roads, and that's not very popular with anybody.
No, and though there are some toll roads going in, not here in Hopkins County, but in some of the cities, and that's happening, and that's the way it is. And I'll pay my share when I drive through Dallas or Houston or whatever. However, this is for the whole state of Texas.
I would imagine, I'm just trying to think of what I've heard, but it seemed like I've heard some opposition based on the fact that it's just dealing with taking money out of the rainy day fund that a lot of people don't like to be touched unless a calamitous situation.
Right. Well, I'll just tell you, this is a serious situation. Again, we've got so many people moving into Texas. They're coming from all other states, and a lot of Californians are moving here. They're coming here because they want the freedom to do business and the freedom to be able to be the people that America is supposed to be. And so we have low taxes, and there's a reason for all of that. But we're going to have some infrastructure to be able to make this happen and continue in our prosperity.
KSST News.